Eight races at Pakenham today. Of course, we are on the synthetic course, and joining us to preview is Warren Huntley. How are you, Warren?
Very well, thanks, Nat.
This meeting today, how did you find it?
Yeah, I think it's a modest meeting. I think it's the last of the synthetic meetings for the season, and not a lot of value throughout the day. I think is quite often the case with these types of meetings. We're going to have to pick our mark, but I think we can certainly find a few winners.
All right, well, let's have a look at race one, the maiden over the 2200. You can take out the two. One cash sale at $8, $7 Kiora Choice, $2.80 there for Madam Stowell. She's Deluxe is at $3, and Zan Carter at $6.50.
Yeah, not a race to get too enthusiastic about, and she's had plenty of chances, but gee, I think Madam Stowell was pretty brave last start after covering a bit of ground, still strong to the line, gets Callow on today and strikes a very winnable race, 7 ahead of 11. Zan Carter probably got less convictions than most and stayed at 1,600 metres second start. Didn't look a great run on paper, but it was a pretty solidly run race and actually ran better than the 8 on paper looks, and up in distance should suit. As it will with She's Deluxe, she doesn't really have a turn of foot, but she just keeps coming as she did last start. And Cash Sale was back significantly in distance last start, getting back up in trip, may suit. 7, 11, 10, 1.
7 from 11, 10 and 1. We go to the second, maiden over 1,000. Here we've got number 1, No Dreams or Hope at 250, down to Ruby and a Jane at 8. 750 for Invincible Kate, and then you've got 230 for Shazane Diaz.
Yeah, I think they're the key runners, numbers 1 and 10. I just thought No Dreams All Hope had trialled nicely going into that first up run. Interesting, pretty quick back up into the second up run. But Callow sticks, and I'm going to go with one who's drawn nicely and I think might settle ahead of number 10, She's Andy As, who was under pressure a fair way out but did work home quite well on debut and will be better with that experience. Just wonder whether she might be looking for a little bit further. Recent official trial of Invincible Kate's already produced a winner, and she was just held together in behind them. She might be ready to go on debut. We wasn't really tested at all in anything that I've seen so far. And Riotous Mischief on debut for the Griffith Stable, next best for me. Recent jump out was okay. 1, 10, 8, 9.
One from 10, 8, and 9. The third is a maiden over 1,400. Take out the 9. Number 1, Finnick, is at 6. $8.50 Solar Impact, $5 for the Wild Cats, Verakai is at $4.20, Outboard Motors at $2.30.
Interesting preparation for number 7, Verakai, but I think he's been a bit of a work in progress for Cindy Alderson, and dropped back to 1,000 metres last start and was okay to the line. That's the same form line that we seek to the four earlier on in the day with No Dreams All Hope in the previous race. So we'll get a handle on that form line. And I just think now he's learning to settle that little bit better. As I said, an interesting preparation, but I'm trusting Cindy Alderson as much as anything else up to 1,400 metres off that run over the short course for 7, Verakai. Outboard Midas is going okay, gets the winkers on, just tighten up in the market. Certainly a winning chance, just going to need a little bit of luck to get clear from that inside draw. Finnick was good first up, just even second up, but this race does fall away a bit. And there's been market support on a number of occasions for number 6, the Wildcat, formerly with Richard Lamming, having its first run for John McArdle. Obviously has talent and covered a bit of ground last start. 7, 10, 1, 6.
So we go 7 from 10, 1 and 6. We now go to race 4. This is a maiden 1,600. Take out the 8. We've got number 2, Barry's Command at 8. $5 for a Brew Boss. $2.60 for Count of Essex. 7 for King of Vandals. Then you're down to $5.50 for one White with 1.
That's something each way on King of Vandals here. Nards at around about the $7 that you quoted. Tongue Tie goes on today. I keep batting up for him, and he runs well occasionally without much luck. He didn't have much luck last start. And certainly a run going back second up this preparation at the sale behind Kachada was quite solid, and the start before was pushed right off the track. So a lot of those runs this preparation are better than they look. I could certainly have something each way on 5 King of Vandals, who probably has to go back a bit from that draw. White with 1 seems to be going okay for the Blacker Stable. Like most of these, they're limited, but she's going to win a maiden sometime soon. As could Count of Essex, but I couldn't possibly back him at that price. He just seems to always find one or two better, but he did have a tough run in transit last start. But there's no improvement in him at this stage of the preparation, but he should get a more economical run today. And maybe Barry's Command, with the earmuffs going on, might be able to appreciate getting out to this trip. I thought 5 might have been a bit of value on a day it was hard to find. 5, 12, 4 and 2.
So 5 from 12, 4 and 2 in race 4. We go over to the next race, race 5, over 1,058. Take out the 6. We've got number 1, Surprise Hero 6. Al Fox Wedge at 310, 344 Levitical, down to 550 Rye Boy. Famusa at $4.40.
I'm up the top of the weights here for the winning chances. I thought a recent jump out of Levitical with the stable mate in denial was good, and although he doesn't regularly fire first up, I just thought that there is a first up victory earlier in the career. The last couple of preparations haven't yielded that, but looks to be coming to hand well. Drawn to get a nice run, can settle somewhere near the speed. I thought he was the one to beat, number 3, Levitical. Our Fox Wedge has had a little bit of a freshen up. I haven't seen a trial or a jump out, but a horse that can also run well enough on the fresh side and has good residual fitness. Surprise Hero can also run well fresh, with Luke Oliver having his Romsey base now. We don't get to see a lot of the trials or jump outs of these horses, but he can be effective on the fresh side. And Famusa had a pretty tough run and battled on okay last start. I think numbers 1, 2 and 3 are the key numbers here. 3, 2, 1, 5.
3 from 2, 1 and 5. Race 6 is over 1,200 for fillies and mares. We've got number 1, Val Ruse at 4. 440, 4 Star Vasive. 6 for Cheeky Reward. Patronus at 5. 750, Red Gucci. Merry Magic is at $6.50.
Even race, as the market suggests. I just thought Starvasive might be able to work across from that wider barrier draw. A horse that does race well here. The two wins have come at this track and looks to be going well this preparation. And I think ready now to step up beyond 1,000 metres to Starvasive. Ahead of Bell Ruse, who was below expectations last start. Might be a positive that the front bar plates come off, but any of her three previous runs were good enough to be in the mix here and maps well. Cheeky Reward's getting fitter. Should be just about at peak fitness for the Weir Stable now. And Patronus is consistent and probably next best for me. 2, 1, 3, 4.
So 2 from 1, 3 and 4. Race 7, the 58 over 1,400. Takeout runners 2 and 3. We've got number 5, Triage at 5.50. 6.50 for Lardy Lass. Gaelic Dream at $1.50.
Very short for Gaelic Dream. I think she's the most likely winner now. Maybe the 1,400 metres will suit. She got an absolute picnic in front, winning on debut on the synthetic track at Geelong, and then went to a solid race and was beaten less than a couple of lengths at benchmark 64 level behind the stablemate Prepare to Win. So that's probably a good enough scenario to draw well, go down in grade here to the benchmark 58 level and be the one to beat. But I'd want some insurance in the quaddie, or maybe you play it with two quaddies with one Gaelic Dream, one out, and a quaddie for lesser percentage with a few for insurance. Triage would be one of those who is going well, just needs a little bit of luck from the draw. Lardy Lass was strong to the line winning last start. Probably no improvement in her, but goes in as next best. And All Too Sweet's probably the query of the race. First run for Lloyd Kennewell, formerly trained in Queensland, and wouldn't have to be a star to be competitive here. 8, 5, 7, 4.
So we go 8 from 5, 7 and 4, and then we have a look at the next event, race number 8, the last. And in this race, you can take out the 12. We've got number 1, Maxi Campo, 240, 550 Wooftone. Then we're down to 8 for Reigning in Paris, 8 the Jenner, and you're looking at bigger odds the others.
Should be a good race for Maxi Campo to get back to the synthetic track here at Pakenham, although deep enough into a preparation, but Simon Wilde's pressing on with him, and didn't really think that race shaped up well around that tighter synthetic track at Geelong last start. Had excuses the start before in a good race at Sandown, just very well graded here, dropping back from the benchmark 70 level, well drawn to a track where he's run some really good closing sectionals in his performances here, and he's only had 3 of them for a win and 2 seconds. Keen on him, 1, Maxi Campo, ahead of Wolftone, who's a stayer, but he's trialled up quite well to kick off here at 1,600 metres. Lacente didn't have a lot of luck last start, not a regular winner, but I've got that as next best, and maybe Zuberman getting fitter, 2 runs back from the preparation. Another one's not a regular winner, but should get a nice run from the draw and a trifecta first 4 chance. Keen on 1, ahead of 4, 10 and 9.
1 from 4, 10 and 9. What's your best roughy quaddie and also your player of the day?
I think he's the best in the last, Nards, race 8, number 1, Maxi Campo, and some value around race 4, number 5, King of Vandals. For the quaddie, first leg 1, 2 and 3, second leg 1, 2, 3 and 4, third leg 4, 5, 7 and 8, and home with numbers 1, 4, 9 and 10. I'm going to take a running double in races 2 and 3 as my play of the day. First leg 1, 8 and 10, second leg numbers 7 and 10.
Okay, Warren, thanks for that and good punting.
Thanks, Nat.
Warren Huntley with his preview of today's program of racing at Pakenham on the synthetic. It's now 16 to 11.
Always celebrating Victoria's Spring Racing Carnival. RSN 927.